going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's Email Wednesday. Jeff and Amanda love drama, especially when it's not their own. So feel free to send in your relationship problems, personal dilemmas, or questions to Jeff Walker at 985KRZ.com. And now, this week's drama.
I can tell we have a tough one here today. Some of our callers are talking in circles. Basically, I don't want to read the entire email. Here's what happened. She had begun dating a guy last Christmas. He bought her a couple of outfits. She opened them up, and inside she was going, "Oh my God, this is not me. Nice intentions, but egad." So she smiled, you know, and acted like, "Oh my gosh." So now he thinks that's what she likes. She even wore them a few times when they were together over the course of a year. Well, he left bags unwrapped in the other room, and she was over the other day, and, well, she said, "I can't help myself," and she went snooping. He bought her basically the same style of clothes again. Her question is, should I confess to snooping and break the news that it's not my style, or do I continue this charade to salvage Christmas? And we have many different opinions.
Once my husband bought me a blender for Christmas, and I found out, so I went out and bought him a coffee maker. He never bought me another kitchen appliance again. So I would go buy him ugly clothes and put them where he can find them.
Thank you for holding. What's your advice?
Don't admit that you snooped. When you open the gift, say, "Oh, wow, that was really thoughtful of you. Thank you so much." But makeup is not your size or it's not your color. And then offer to go shopping and exchange it together.
That might work if he's not very aware.
He doesn't seem aware if he's done it 2 years in a row.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
We've heard from a lot of women on this. Let's get a guy's opinion. Go right ahead.
I think she should come up with like a new rule. Like, hey, how about we don't get each other clothes this year and be something more thoughtful? Almost like making a new rule. That way she avoids the whole situation.
Oh, yeah. And then pretend like you don't even know he already began shopping.
Exactly.
Hey, good idea.
We received many text messages, many Facebook comments.
I couldn't even get all the phone calls over here.
There was a lot of feedback, but some people were really concerned about all of the comments, like suggesting these like big ideas about what to do, anything other than just being honest.
Well,
like people keep texting, tell them it doesn't fit right. That's a lie.
Yes. That is continuing the charade because it's going to happen again next year.
He'll just buy a size bigger.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.